A federal judge issued an order last week indicating the signature threshold called for in Utah's election laws are too high. With 4 days left in the legislative session, one lawmaker has just introduced a bill to address that problem. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
2 years ago, the Utah legislature passed a bill changing how political parties select their candidates. The law created an alternative path to the primary ballot by allowing candidates to bypass a party's caucus and convention and gather signatures on their own. Currently, candidates have to get a specific number of signatures. For example, those seeking to be a member of the Utah House have to get 1,000 signatures in order to get a spot on their party's primary ballot. In some cases, that would mean getting signatures from as many as 57% of the people eligible to sign the petition. Over the weekend, a judge issued an order indicating that he's likely to strike that portion of the law down because that threshold is unconstitutionally high. To remedy that, Republican Representative Craig Powell introduced a bill that would lower the signature threshold to 2%.
We're the legislature. We're the ones that are supposed to make the laws. We want to keep it out of court and solve lawsuits where we have the ability to do that. Let's go ahead and fix it.
But there are only a few days left in the legislative session. Republican Representative Dan McKay was one of the original sponsors of SB 54. He says time is only one of the many obstacles the bill will face.
I got to be honest, I think a low threshold with signatures and you know, balancing it against the caucus convention system, in my mind, the caucus convention system is more effective.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Kurt Bramble, the original Senate sponsor of SB 54, says he thinks the legislature should be obligated to provide clarity to candidates who can begin officially filing on Friday. The federal judge in the case has scheduled the next hearing for March 14th. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.